Carpet water damage restoration. Carpet cleaning is a process that should be done regularly, depending on the type of carpet and if it's used in high traffic areas. Professionals can evaluate the condition of carpets and decide whether or not they need to be cleaned right away or if they can be put down for a year or two and saved for last. When your carpet gets wet, you need professional help fast. Wet carpets can lead to mold growth, permanent water damage, and a dangerous slip and fall hazard. Unfortunately, waterlogged carpeting can become permanent, hard to remove stains after professional water extraction. But you don't have to take my word for it. Instead, read an unbiased, thorough carpet cleaning review from unbiased, thorough independent professionals. How to restore carpet water damage. If you suddenly find yourself with a wet carpet, you might be tempted to call your carpet cleaner immediately. While you'd be wise to follow this suggestion, you shouldn't wait to call in a professional carpet cleaner. The sooner you call, the more likely it is that they'll be able to restore your carpets to their former glory. So, what do you do if your carpet is wet? The carpets in your living room and bedroom are often the last thing on your mind until a flood or leak damages them. But carpeting can seem like a permanent fixture in your home, and replacing it can be expensive. Fortunately, carpet damage doesn't have to mean expensive replacement. If you're dealing with a damaged carpet, follow these simple tips to restore the carpet to its former beauty. Find the water source. It's important to know the origin of the water leak in your home. Even when it's not flooded, trees can be dangerous. Tree branches can fall at any moment, so it's vital that you act quickly when you see one that's in danger. If the tree is posing an immediate threat, call an arborist, but often, you'll need to call in water removal services. What should you do first? Look for the source of the water. If you're dealing with burst pipes, stop the water, call a plumber or a contractor, then call water removal services. Avoid or limit the activities on the carpet. Carpets are a mainstay in most homes, and they probably aren't going anywhere in the near future. However, carpets can become damaged if they aren't properly cleaned or have stains or spills. Carpet water damage can happen at any time, but there are certain times during the year that are more likely to bring about more problems. It's always good to avoid activities on a carpet to avoid water damage. Some activities, such as jumping on a trampoline or running, can push the water out of the carpet and into the padding. When this occurs, the padding can soak up some of the water, and since carpet is a natural insulator, it can keep the entire floor warm, causing the water to freeze and thaw again, which can lead to some serious issues. Dry the carpet. The carpet in your home is one place you don't want to flood. If water damage ever does occur, time is of the essence. To save yourself time and money, start drying your carpet as soon as you realize a flood has occurred. There are lots of ways you can get a head start on your attempts at carpet water damage restoration. Clean it. Water-damaged carpets can cause a lot of damage, especially if you are unaware of how to clean them properly. Mold and mildew might develop over time, and that weakens the carpet fibers. If the fibers are weakened, the dirt and grime will stick to the carpet, and it will be hard to get it out, and the carpet fibers will keep breaking down. Cleaning the carpet water damage. Nobody wants to do it, but carpet water damage signs should be taken seriously. The carpet water damage repair procedure includes cleaning the carpet water damage and drying the carpet water damage. But before starting, you should consult a carpet water damage expert. The carpet water damage experts will have important tips and methods to clean the carpet water damage, and they will help dry the carpet water damage. Call a specialist. Water damage can be incredibly destructive. Even a small leak can lead to mold, mildew, and rot, which can quickly spread throughout your home and compromise the integrity of your furnishings. To prevent this, it's important to dry your home as soon as possible, especially following any water-related emergency or disaster. Contact a water damage specialist in your area for tips on carpet water damage restoration, such as keeping any wet areas as dry as possible, using fans and dehumidifiers to aid in faster drying, and using fans to move water vapor out of your home. If you have water damage in your home, it is important to act fast to prevent further deterioration and mold. If your home has flooded or has been damaged by a leak, it is crucial to act quickly. If you wait too long to get professional help, your home's building materials can become permanently damaged, waterlogged, or moldy. Carpets are commonly used as a flooring option in homes across the country. However, carpets aren't invincible, and like other floors, they can get damaged or stained. Perhaps the biggest threat to carpets is water damage. With water damage, carpets can get discolored and start to smell. When carpets get exposed to water, they can start to unravel and make a mess. So, how do you tell when your carpeting has been exposed to water damage? Water damage can occur anytime and anywhere, and when it does, you probably feel helpless and overwhelmed. While immediate water damage restoration is important, taking care of the repairs shouldn't stop once the damaged area dries. Left untreated, moisture can lead to mold and mildew, which can fester into a bigger problem. Carpets are an investment in your home, and they need maintenance and care to keep them looking good. Water damage can be particularly detrimental to carpets, so it's important to know how to identify water damage in your home and prevent it from spreading.